享受工作，乐生活。HP Dragonfly 顶级商务笔电，透过专业的 HP Presence 设计，配置了会议快速键，提供先进的 AI 降噪功能，搭配清晰专业的音效，增强音讯及视讯功能，就算不在办公室，也能从容应对线上会议。HP Dragonfly G4 支援全新 Intel V Pro 平台，为卓越商务而生。
Hello, 通勤家族，欢迎来到 15minutes.today 通勤学英语。You are now listening to John. 我是 John 老师。想要让你的英语听力像火箭一样飞升吗？订阅我们的国际时事跟读 VIP， 每个月12折的高品质跟读音档，带着你透过时事加强听力。如果你追求词汇的深度和广度，那么就订阅英语咖啡馆 VIP， 每周都有主题逐字稿学习笔记，让你的单字库不再停滞。如果你什么都想要，我们还有学习大补帖，一次拥有两大方案的超强组合。立即订阅通勤学英语 VIP 会员方案，开始你的英语复利人生。Hello, hello, and welcome to 15 Minutes Start Today, 通勤学英语 the podcast that helps you improve your English the natural way.So guys, thank you for joining me today, and I'm John. Thank you for tuning in to the Monday regular program, our shadowing activity, where I will be reading the full article in English out loud for you. You can treat it first as casual listening 2 to 3 times, and then in your spare time, and when you get free time and you can have time to sit down and really practice, you can come back and play this audio clip again and shadowing the article along with me to achieve best results. So today we're going to be reading the article about Berlin's no selfie culture. Here comes the highlights. So here comes the highlights. Our first highlight, Berlin's privacy culture. Berliners, influenced by a history of surveillance and vibrant club scene, embrace privacy,avoiding selfies to preserve moments without constant digital documentation. Next highlight, club scene impact. The renowned Berlin club scene with establishments like Berghain shapes the city's no-selfie culture, fostering an environment for counterculture movements to thrive. Next highlight, globalization influence.While globalization pressures professionals for online presence, Berliners maintain an aversion to public selfies, preserving the city's unique blend of privacy and liberation. So guys, from the highlights, we can tell from this article that Berlin people enjoy their privacy and is fighting against this digital presence culture today where everything has to be on Instagram and social media.So if you guys are traveling to Europe next time to Berlin, please go check it out and see if Berliners are countercultural movements like the selfie movement. So let's read the article together. Berlin's no selfie culture, embracing privacy and liberation. In Berlin, a city where values of privacy, living in the moment, and counterculture thrive,The act of taking a selfie can be perceived as awkward. Despite the global selfie trend, Berliners tend to shy away from capturing moments with their phone cameras, considering it somewhat self-indulgent. This cultural nuance is deeply rooted in the city's history and its vibrant club scene, creating a unique atmosphere where people cherish the freedom to live in the moment without the need for constant digital documentation.Berlin's privacy-oriented mindset is not a recent phenomenon. A 2017 study from the University of Hohenheim highlighted that Germans, in general, hold a high regard for personal privacy, disclosing personal information sparingly. This attitude extends to sharing photos on social networks, with only a small percentage finding it useful to do so, particularly among the younger demographic.The former East Germany's experience with state surveillance during the division may contribute to the heightened privacy concerns in the region. The city's renowned club scene, epitomized by establishments like Berghain, About Blank, And Sisyphus plays a significant role in shaping Berlin's no-selfie culture. These clubs discourage photography to maintain an air of secrecy and encourage patrons to revel in the moment, fostering an environment where counterculture movements, including LGBTQI+ communities and sex-positive groups, can thrive without judgment or external repercussions. This attitude extends beyond clubs, as other spaces in Berlin, such as the Badischiff Pool and post-war memorials, also prohibit or discourage photography for the sake of preserving the moment and respecting the space. As globalization advances and influences seep into Berlin, there is speculation about the potential erosion of the city's distinct values. Privacy concerns with Germany are gradually aligning with global trends, and professionals such as social influencers feel the pressure to have an active online presence. However, many Berliners still find taking selfies in public awkward, and the city's unique blend of privacy and liberation remains a defining characteristic. Whether the increasing global influence will impact Berlin's aversion to selfies remains uncertain, but for now, the city continues to embrace its liberating attitude, allowing residents and visitors to enjoy moments without the pressure of constant digital documentation. Next, let's move on to the keyword drills. Our first keyword, counterculture. Counterculture. Counterculture means against the popular culture. Example sentence, in Berlin, a city where values of privacy, living in the moment, and counterculture thrive, the act of taking a selfie can be perceived as awkward. Next keyword, epitomized. Epitomized. Epitomized means to be a perfect example of a quality or a type of thing. Example sentence, the city's renowned club scene, epitomized by establishments like Berghain, plays a significant role in shaping Berlin's no-selfie culture. Next keyword, repercussions. Repercussion means something that happens because of another action. Example sentence, clubs discourage photography to avoid repercussions, fostering an environment for counterculture movements to thrive without judgment. Next keyword, globalization. Globalization. Globalization describes how trade and technology made the world more connected and interdependent place. Example sentence, as globalization advances and influences seep into Berlin, there is speculation about the potential erosion of the city's distinct values. Last keyword, characteristic. Characteristic. Characteristic means a special quality or trait that makes a person, thing, or a group different from others. Example sentence, many Berliners still find taking selfies in public awkward, and the city's unique blend of privacy and liberation remains a defining characteristic. And guys, that's the article for today. So from the first listening, you might want to capture as much context as possible from the highlights and also from the articles and also the keyword drills at the end, where you may pick up some of the interesting keywords from this article to get a context first. And once you have built a complete mental image or mental picture of this article, and maybe by this time you have listened to it 2 to 3 times and you have already become more comfortable with this audio clip, then please do come back at a later stage during the week sometime and do deliberate practice. So you can come back and not only read out loud, you have to read it out loud along with me in the audio clip. So I hope you would enjoy your practices this week. And if you'd like more shadowing activities like this, please go and check out our VIP membership link in the description box below. For our VIP members, we have a lot of additional content to offer. Please do check it out. And until next time, I will see you in the next episode.
Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one.